Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets his hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of my early priest mentors, who's been dead for a long time, used to say this quite frequently. He said, "Jesus came into the world to proclaim the kingdom of God." And he ended up with the church. And I think there's a touch of truth to that. Because there are times where, it's been pretty clear, I think, in reading of history, that the promptings of the Holy Spirit have to fight dragging and screaming the church. Because we sometimes get bogged down into the institutional practices, which are based on human precepts, and begin to fall away from the spiritual precepts that are based on Christ. And the thing is, it's always been that way. And even a casual reading of Paul's letter to the Galatians will prove that out. In fact, St. Paul had a really hard time with the community in Galatia. They were so sure that the way they practiced their faith was the only way that anyone that disagreed with them was put off to the side, was outside the community in their minds. And Paul reminded them repeatedly that that wasn't so, that the old ways were no longer good enough, that instead they were called upon to model the love of Jesus Christ. "Love your neighbor as yourself," he reminds them of that. Well, for the last 2,000 years, from Paul's letter to the Galatians until now, we have repeatedly had to do that. We have people we call saints and doctors of the church that reminded us of those truths, that reminded us that if anything we do in the name of the church is done outside of love, we are probably off the mark, and we need to reevaluate and regroup. But the beauty of all of this, by the way, is that God is always infinitely patient. He's infinitely patient with us as individuals, and he's infinitely patient with us as an institution. And God's loving whisper never goes away, but keeps inviting us back. We've even heard, I've heard people say that the church is unchanging. Well, that couldn't be farther from the truth. the church has continually changed as new information was made available, as the Holy Spirit continues to dwell in us. From the earliest days where Eucharist was celebrated in the homes around the family table to today, where we gather around with people, some whom we know and some whom we don't, with a common purpose and a common life, to break bread and share the cup. Jesus reminded us that once we put our hand to the plow, we can't turn back. And sometimes turning back is us trying to put new wine in old wineskins, to try to remember the past more than we look to the future. Our church is really and should be always based on the kingdom of God, which is a continuum. It's a process. And we each have a role to play in that process. But always moving step by step, day by day, to more of its fullness.